septemnīs programma.
Dr. Minakata said it's within 1 year or so, but we are not claiming that it's 1 year, but it's depend on the financial department, so. The JPARC project to SK is the it's up to the financial department now, so we cannot claim it's within 1 year or so. So that's one thing I want to make clear. But hopefully we are starting soon. But one thing I want to comment is the future direction depend on the, of course, its present outcome from the present project. And if the electron appearance is not observed, of course the future R&D is important, but I'm not sure the, how we convince the financial authority that future is really fruitful or not. That's a very negative comment, but it's my gut feeling. It's very difficult to project from the present situation. And hopefully, next generation experiment will observe it. But in that case, I think it's very important to go either beta beam or a neutrino factory. And so I my poor future prediction power, I cannot predict at this moment what direction we should do. That's my comment. And also 1 megaton, honestly, it's very hard to predict whether we can easily extend the super K to 1 megaton. We need some technical improvement to really convince people we can build a megaton detector. And at this moment, our future plan is the, using a super K with a megawatt beam. And it's important to, we think it's important to build a megaton detector. It's surely it's need a technical R&D. It's not just spending more money and spending more time to build it. So I think either way, Europe choose the liquid argon or water Cherenkov detector. Either technology need R&D, definitely. It's not just a straight extrapolation to build it. And my gut feeling is the if we can succeed in building a hyper K type detector and improve the measurement of Zeta 1-3, still background limited. And if we can succeed to observe the new E oscillation in the near future, the final goal definitely be not the super beam, but beta beam or neutrino factory. It's background limited, sooner or later. That's my personal opinion.
Thank you. In your talk, you mentioned two steps in the JPARC beam, 107 megawatt and then 4 megawatt in the future. What are the times of this development?
First stage, we hope we start commissioning 208. And after that, Hyper-K is still, we haven't proposed. financially to the department.
So the first stage of J-PARC is proposed and financed.
Yes, and it's in process of, by end of this year, the financial department will either go or wait for another year.
But the machine, second phase of the machine?
Second phase of machine is not on the definite schedule. The commissioning of machines starting about 2007. It's a 50 GB PS commissioning. And actually, we start at 40 GB. Then we improve the RF and the power, electrical power hardware by 2008. And after that, to upgrade to the 4 megawatt is planning, designed to be double the rep rate and barrier, so-called barrier bucket injection, the factor two, another factor two, so total of factor four. That's hopefully attained about 4 megawatt beam power. And that is not on the definite schedule yet.
More questions to either Dr. Minakata or Dr. Nishikawa? Yes, please.
Yes, Dr. Minakata said that after J-PARC phase one, which will be completed roughly in 2015, something like that, we will have to go to longer baseline in order to get some matter effect, in order to study fully all the parameters needed in the mixing matrix. So I think it's also important to keep in mind in Europe that longer baseline means higher energy option can be also envisaged at that time, and not only staying at very small baseline as it is proposed between CERN and Fréjus.
I must say the audio is horrible.
Acoustics
is very bad. Did people in the hall understand? Yes, so it's our problem.
Yeah, it's our problem.
Okay. Can you come near and please, why don't you? Why don't you use one of these microphones? Come.
Question with respect to the orientation of the loudspeaker. So, I can repeat my question. As said by Dr. Minakata, after the chip.
Yeah, but you hear before.
No, I don't. No. I think you hear now, huh? Everybody. But I already said that several times during the workshop, so you should know about it. So, as said by Dr. Minakata, after J-PARC phase one, which will be completed roughly in 2015, it will be needed to go at longer baseline in order to get some matter effect, which will help in order to disentangle all the parameters needed to study the mixing matrix. So, to me, it's clear that we should also keep in mind as an option in Europe, maybe to go directly to longer baseline at that time and not staying at small baseline and low energy as it is proposed as one option between CERN and Fréjus.
Comment on this? Questions? Please.
Okay. I'm not in neutrino field, but indirect to measure double beta decay. So I kind of indirectly worked in this field. From measuring double beta decay, it means I measured the decay product in old tellurium ores. And so I was peripheral to this field. I used the same technique to measure things in meteorites, in lunar dirt. Now, I want to go ahead and finish. Please let me finish. The conclusion of about 40 years of measurements are that the sun is mostly iron. The surface is hydrogen because there's severe mass separation. Hydrogen is lightest element. There is a measurement that needs to be made. I talked to John Baykal and tried to catch Ray Davis, but he was getting very old and wasn't able to do. The Homestake mine used chlorine 37. Neutrino capture makes argon 37. Chlorine 35, you can capture anti-neutrinos that are very low energy. That measurement desperately needs to be made to see if there is neutron decay occurring in the sun. It's a simple measurement. There's probably no measurement that has more political importance, because if you want to have the public care what your measurement is, you need to do something that the public cares about. As you know, the sun determines, in essence, everything here on Earth. Roughly about 500 tons of table salt are all you need underground, and pick up sulfur 35 from anti-neutrino capture on chlorine 35. I would love to see that measurement done. Homestake mines being flooded. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I think we heard that during this meeting some results on antineutrino. There are some limits because there is, of course, a source. I mean, I think few people here are convinced that the sun is made of iron, although there is some iron inside, but certainly some iron is there, but of course, not everything. But there is an interest in antineutrinos, because if neutrinos have a magnetic moment, which was a popular idea a few years ago, then the solar magnetic field could flip the neutrino spin, and the neutrino could appear as antineutrino, and there are actual limits which are already very low, and I think they've been even discussed here. No, I don't remember exactly in which talk, but we can go back to them. Thank you.